This is Fresh Air. Ruth Brown made rock and roll history in the 50s with a series of hits on Atlantic Records. And she made history again in the 80s when she sued her former label for retroactive royalties and won a decision that benefited both her and dozens of other artists. Rock and roll historian Ed Ward profiles Ruth Brown's early years.
While young men like to have a good time.
It was a standard New York music biz joke in the mid-50s. Uptown, the house that Ruth built was Yankee Stadium, and the Ruth in question was Babe Ruth. Midtown, Atlantic Records was the house that Ruth built, and they were talking about Ruth Brown. Yet today, when people talk about Atlantic's early days, they'll go on at length about the way Ray Charles and Clyde McFadder and the Drifters kept this important independent record label afloat, and somehow forget about the woman who spent the early 50s neck and neck with Dinah Washington as America's biggest selling female rhythm and blues artist.
So long, hope we'll meet again someday. Hope that maybe then you'll say, darling, I was wrong.
Ruth Brown almost didn't get to record her 1949 hit, So Long. Born in 1928, she'd become a teenage vocalist with the Lucky Millinder Orchestra when a talent scout had heard her sing near her home in Virginia. Millinder threw her out of the band one night in Washington, D.C., but an old high school friend saw her crying on the street as the band's bus pulled away and introduced her to a club owner who hired her on the spot. Soon, her fame had spread to New York, where Atlantic's founders, Herb Abramson and Ahmet Ertegun, decided to give her a contract. On her way to the session in New York, the club owner's car was involved in an accident, and Ruth Brown spent the next year in the hospital.
Along about the evening, I feel so blue. And though my heart is grieving, I'll wait for you. I'm writing you a letter, signed love so true. Although I'm sad and lonely, I'll wait for you.
Once she was out, though, she was unstoppable. Part of this, of course, was due to Atlantic's fanatical devotion to detail. While other labels would slap together a backup group, Atlantic was owned by jazz fans who knew that members of Count Basie's band or Duke Ellington's orchestra were always grateful for paying studio work and really put some effort into their playing. They also encouraged their up-and-coming young star Ray Charles to do arrangements for their established artists, and they wound up with a record that is the one everybody thinks of when they hear the name Ruth Brown.
Mama!
As might be expected from a funky guy like Ray Charles, Mama, He Treats Your Daughter Mean brought out a different side of Ruth's talent, showing that she was a very accomplished blues singer and that she could hold her own over a rocking band. It was also a very big hit and wound up as one of the top 10 R&B records of 1953. By 1955, Atlantic Records really was the house that Ruth built, since nearly every record of hers they put out sold. But they weren't pop hits. And so, eventually, the company began ignoring her. She protested, of course, so they got Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller, the men who had done so well with the Coasters, to write her a pop hit.
When I was just a little girl with long and silky curls, my mama told me, honey, you've got more than other girls. Now you may not be good looking, but you soon wear diamond clips, and you'll never have to worry, 'cause you've got lucky lips. Lucky lips are always kissing. Lucky lips are never blue. Lucky lips will always find a pair of lips that will be true.
That piece of junk actually got to number 25 in 1957, on the pop charts, too. And she showed up there again about a year and a half later with something that Bobby Darin had written for her.
I wrote my mom a letter, and this is what I said.
Well, I washed all the dishes and I did a lot more. I even bought the dinner at the grocery store. And now, Mom, you're buying the key next door. This little girl's gonna
By 1962, when she left Atlantic for Philips, I wonder if anybody knew Ruth Brown was gone. After a sad remake of Mama, He Treats Your Daughter Mean and a few other flops, she retired. But don't look for a sad ending here. Those who knew her always said Ruth was a great actress, and although there weren't a lot of roles for middle-aged black women out there, she eventually got them, both on television and in such movies as Hairspray. Today, she's appearing on Broadway in the show Black and Blue, for which she won a Tony Award last year. And when people hear her sing, they realize that she's just gotten better.
Ruth Brown also hosts the NPR program Blues Stage. Ed Ward is co-author of Rock of Ages, the Rolling Stone history of rock and roll.
And all, if you really love me, I know that you won't let me go. If you don't say you want me.
This is Fresh Air.